With the development of a brand new tourist attraction on Point Lookout on Queensland's North Stradbroke Island due to break ground yesterday, protesters are awaiting the government's next move. Traditional owners and locals alike have rallied together against the proposed Whale Interpretive Centre, a project formed in an attempt to steer Stradbroke's economy from mining to tourism. There are serious concerns about the project, which have led to the formation of the Quandamooka Truth Embassy. Pekeri Ruska is a Gonpul woman from North Stradbroke Island, the land of the Quandamooka people, and she is one of the protest organisers situated at the Truth Embassy. She spoke to The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg.
There was no consultation, and when there was an attempt at consultation, it wasn't adequate. And basically from day one of many of the community, both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal, finding out about this project, there's been great opposition and protests to it taking place. The building is set to be on a headland which has spiritual and sacred significance to the Quandamooka people, and what they're going to do and what they're going to put in the building are the bones of a whale that washed ashore the island in 2011, and it had died a really traumatic death. And to us as Aboriginal people, it is really disrespectful that they are doing that. And we're saying that those whale bones should be returned to the sea. But instead, those whale bones have been shipped to Canada to be prepared. And those costs alone, we understand, was about $1 million. On top of that, they're spending approximately $3 million on the building.
Could you expand on what the reaction of the community was?
From the outset, the native title body on the island called Kayak are the project coordinators for this project. So basically, we've got the native title body saying, yeah, we want this to go ahead. And meanwhile, there's a whole lot of Aboriginal people, including myself, that are also members of Kayak. We've tried numerous different ways to engage with them to share our concerns, as well as sharing the concerns with the state government, though we're constantly ignored. So we've had to resort from the outset to things like petition and protest. We've just had significant support from both locals and tourists, because the uniqueness about North Stradbroke Island is that you can enjoy the whales and the dolphins from the headland. That is a beautiful, pristine place that is really untouched by man in terms of development. Basically, what it comes down to is morally, we know that this building going ahead and destroying the land is not right, and, you know, protecting country is what's more important to us. And you know what? It's meant we've had to stand up against some of our own people, against the native title corporation on the body on the island. But when something's right, you stand up and you protect country.
When did the Quandamooka Truth Embassy form?
So we set up on Sunday night and were made public by Monday morning, and construction is due to start yesterday. However, hasn't happened, but our position is that we'll be staying put to stop in any way that construction taking place, or they decide to come to the table and talk to us. We have said on numerous occasions that we don't disagree with the Whale Interpretive Centre. What we disagree with is the location, and we say that there are many other locations that the Whale Interpretive Centre could exist. And the other point we don't agree with is housing whale bones. What we also say is that there's been millions and millions and millions of dollars pushed into the economic transition strategy, and our community continue to suffer. It's upsetting that we've had to go against our own mob to stand up for something that we believe to be right. It's upsetting that they want to do this to country. And it's upsetting that they want to treat an animal that's seen as kin to us and totems to other mobs in this way. And it's upsetting that they're going to impact the natural habitat of the animals we call the headland home. And by Kayak approving, or state government approving, the development of this particular site, what they've done is they've extinguished our native title rights and interests that exist for us on this particular land. What it comes down to, again, is protecting country.
Pekeri Ruska, protest organiser at the Quandamooka Truth Embassy, speaking with The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg. Queensland's acting Premier Stephen Miles yesterday distanced the government from the decision-making process, saying it's in the hands of the Quandamooka Yulubarabi Aboriginal Corporation, and that the question of cultural practices are things that need to be determined through that recognised body corporate. The Quandamooka Yulubarabi Aboriginal Corporation was contacted for comment on this story, but did not respond to our inquiries.